Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Well, aloha, everybody. This is KP here, and we're just enjoying a beautiful early morning of doing a quick show. I don't know if it's going to be quick or long or whatever, but I've really felt energized today by a certain kind of energy that I like to call euthanizing. And that's spelled Y-O-T-H-A-N-I-Z-I-N-G. Euthanizing. And I do know that most of us who are kind of involved in what you might call a light-centered life, we're really pretty much, tuned in to this vibration that, there's no real aging of our spirit and of our beingness. It's always, we come in, and yes, things change, and we come in with a certain phase, and then we get, have these bodies and blah, 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 blah. But the energies, that we tune into are up to us, it's up to, it's up to us what we want to tune into. I have found many people who, a few people here and there, and I know that when I originally was, growing up in body, on this planet, that there was a lot of, I heard these things that, you're supposed to behave in a certain way, and, life is this way, and life is that way, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And it still goes on today. The thing about it is that it doesn't have to be that way. So, whatever the deal is, all I can say is, I was, I did a blog post, I guess, did one post, and then I did another one later on, but I just did one post today. I really didn't feel like doing too much until after I came back from Hapuna Beach. I went to Hapuna, and I never know exactly what it's going to be like. I can look, and I can, I knew that I felt I had to go. It was kind of my day to go. I really wanted to go. My shoulder continues to feel better one day at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time. Still using the Kesha pen on that, and it does seem to be helping. The other thing that was going on was that, as I was driving out there, you can see along the way, and anybody who loves to surf or body surf or boogie board or whatever, we know how to check things out. And I'm fortunate I can check things out from where I live. I can look down, I'm about 1,500 feet up, and I can look down to the ocean below. And if I see white water in certain places, I know that, yes, waves are nice, or so and so and so and so. And I couldn't really tell today until I actually got out there closer to Hapuna. There's a couple spots where I look out and I see if there's swells. And I could tell today was not a huge swell. It's not a big, huge swell, but it was kind of nice. Looked like a decent wave catching swell. But you can never tell until you get there. When I got there and I looked out, it was just like, oh my God, this was absolutely beautiful. Now, I've been very, very honoring of the body as the physical part of it has been recovering or regenerating, whatever you want to call it, and really not to overstress my shoulder to try and do more than I really, my body wants to do. But today it really felt, wow, it was just like just kind of a completely different feeling. Now, it's not about, it's just not about me body surfing. It's not about me going out there. But the energy that I felt today, and I really felt this is not just a personal thing. It's not a personal thing, but it's almost like a planetary thing, that there is an energy coming in that I would call euthanizing. As I got out there, and of course, I look at the whole thing. The whole beach was about a third of a mile long, beautiful beach, but I typically go to one end, and as I look out there, I'm seeing, oh, there's nobody. Even local people, there are very few even local people who are going out and bodyboarding, boogie boarding, or body surfing. Very few. And I went out to a place and it was like there's nobody else there, just me. And I said, oh my God. But it was not just about, not about going to the place, and it's not about what happened afterwards, which I'll get to. But the thing is that it was so, I was just, I'll tell you what, I was no longer whatever number I am in terms of years. There was definitely not that typical view. That was not it. You know, I felt a little bit held down because of the physical, and I was allowing that to heal. But anyway, today it was even beyond that. It was beyond the fact that my body does feel physically better. It was just this energy that was like, I was 14 or 15. My body was 14 or 15, and I was just running out there, and I was just like flying. It was like on my tiptoes. I was running out there, and it was like, you know, my arms, fortunately now they can move a lot better. The left one can move a lot better without discomfort. But I was just like, oh, it was like, whoa, man, it was just so great. And I'll just give you a little more about what happens at Hapuna. What happens is we have had waves, and the waves do, if you get larger waves, they tend to draw the sand out. So the more and more you get larger waves, the sand gets drawn a little bit farther out, farther out, farther out. So today, you know, is a typical day, not huge waves, but you have to go quite a ways out. I don't know, maybe 30, 40, 50 yards out to really start getting to a place where you can experience the waves. And it was just a blast. And usually what I do when the waves are coming in like that, I just wait. I just go out. You know, I get wet, but I typically don't get my head wet, which really, and if it's cooler like it is now, the water's a little bit cooler now, I don't usually like to do anything until a wave comes. It's bigger than I want to jump over, but I just duck dive under it. And so I did that. And I really was asking for direction and guidance about how to use my body and how far to go with my body. And within about 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of being out there, it was like, you know, a lot of times I will just experience the waves. I'll experience the swell of the waves. I'll experience just not really riding, trying to ride them, but just experiencing the energy of the waves and becoming one with that wave energy. And that vibrancy of the water. They weren't real clean waves, or they weren't glassy waves like they were, you know, a few days ago, the last time I was there, but they were just great waves for catching. They weren't super, super huge, but I probably got, I don't know, maybe ballpark, maybe I got a 6-foot wave face that came in, and it was my time to go. It was my time to go, and I went. And I did a left, you know, I got in the tube. You're in the tube for like a second or two. And then you get in there and you do the tube and then you roll. It's like you just kind of let your body roll. So you actually land almost on your shoulder or on your back and kind of in a rolling way. So you don't bam hard down on the sand. But typically what happens is you find places where you can actually, if you come out of the wave and you're rolling, you actually come down in the water or a mix of water and sand. So anyway, that happened on that wave, and I was just like, oh my God, I just jumped out of the wave and I was just waving my arms. I do a semi, not official Hawaiian chant, but I just chant in Hawaiian language. You know, I just say mahalo e Nalu o Hapuna'e, which means thank you waves of Hapuna. And I was just thrilled. I was just absolutely thrilled. And this energy that came in was like, wow, it's just so great. And then a couple more waves that came in, and I just was kind to myself. I said, I don't have to catch every single wave. Just have fun with the waves and have fun with the water. And there were a couple of really much bigger ones, probably about maybe 10 or 12 foot faces, and I knew I wasn't really wanting to catch those, but it's fun to, you know, just go and you duck dive under the waves, and if you get down low enough, you get actually go under the wave and you get sucked up the backside. So that's the way to do it. You know, you get sucked up the backside. And I did a few of those, and it was just so amazingly, absolutely fun. So in the end, I ended up moving to another location a little bit farther down, and I did catch one more wave. I did catch another wave. So I caught another wave. I really only caught two waves, but it was two full waves, not the 1.5 waves that I caught the last time I was there. But this was such, I knew something was going on. I knew something was happening. There was just, it's not just about the waves. It's like I felt an energy, a euthanizing energy coming, introducing itself to me, and I felt it's a planetary thing. It's a planetary youth energy. It's like there's a rebirthing of this planet going on. So, I'm just kind of, you know, it's just definitely, it's like there's a rebirthing energy that I felt. And it's sort of like, you know, you're coming out, and I'm not saying it's pleasant to be born, I don't know, in a body, but I don't remember too much about it. But the whole thing was, it's like this re-energizement, you know, it's a rebirthing into a new energy. You know, it's a rebirthing into a new energy. And I'm really calling it a youthful energy, a youthful, meaning full of youth, energy. Because that's who we are. We are really full of youth. So, to me, I'm not going to say why it's here, but all I can say is that's what I experienced. I experienced that energy as I was out there today. There's other ways, I'm sure, to experience this energy. That happened. And then afterwards, I don't stay long after I do it. I shower off, I did my thing, and then I happen to be talking with this, you know, couple with their young boy, and just found out that they were from the Midwest and all this and all that, and somehow we got talking about things, and I had something to share about some of the work I had done in the past, and about doing an invention. You know, when you get an invention, if you do an invention, always to get a royalty. You know, if you invent something for a company, if you're consulting or whatever, if you're consulting and you invent something for a company, be sure as an inventor to agree that they pay you a royalty for any sales that they generate. It's just that's what's happening with me now. You know, I'm getting some royalties, not a huge amount, but I get some royalties that keep my rent paid and I can buy my food. I don't really have to have another income. And so I was just sharing that with this family. They said that, oh, we got to talk to our son, who their older son, and it was just sharing that with, the mom wanted me to share that with him. And as I shared it, it was kind of like he didn't, you know, didn't have a strong reaction to it, but it's kind of like they're all from the same area where some of my relatives live, so we all kind of can relate to that. But the whole thing was just, I could tell there was a connection with all of the, not just the children, but with the parents. I could tell that there's this youth energy about the family, that they were like, you know, they're not a stuck family. They're seem like they were, you know, they're moving forward and upward and all this and all that. And the little boy was really thrilled about the stars. They went up to Mauna Kea, got to look through not one of the big telescopes, but they do take telescopes out there so people can look at the stars in a clear, starry sky. And he was just thrilled. Stars. I said, what did you like? What was your favorite thing? And he said, oh, it's the stars, the stars. That was a little tiny, that was a littler boy. And but the whole thing was, I mean, you can tell the energy right now. I mean, I'm feeling it right now. It's just, I'm still, that's why I do love to talk about it. I love to talk about it with these radio shows because nobody talks back to me. And, you know, it's kind of a thing where it's a, I've been feeling it all day. And ever since that, not necessarily before I left, but when I got there, that's why we go places sometimes. That's why I went today to Hapuna to experience this and to realize that this is coming in. It's not just a personal, it's definitely not a personal thing. It's like there's something much wider, you know, and I really just call it planetary. And it's like it's not a just personal for myself only. It's like I felt it with this whole group of people that were there. They were just loving being on the Big Island. They were getting ready to leave. And it was like you could tell their children were thrilled by being here. And it was just kind of a big, great connection. And it was sort of like a party. You know, it was such a treat to experience that today. It was just a very powerful energy, and not just powerful, but it was just a very, it's like, again, vibrancy is a great word. You know, the vibration is very, it's not just high, and it's not uncontrolled, it's not out of control. It's sort of like a balanced vibrancy is what I experienced when I was out there. You know, I was not there to, again, the ego, getting the ego out of the way. The ego never had any part of this, you know. So a lot of times it's like, you know, you get the ego out of the way, let go of that, and then you can experience the true vibrancy, you know, of the, you know, of the higher vibrations. So, you know, it's kind of a deal where, that's what I felt I was experiencing, the higher energies, you know, the higher energies really were strong today with coming through me. And so that's the main message that I really wanted to convey is this is, again, this is not a personal thing. It doesn't matter whether if I were talking about, oh my God, I had a great blogging day. It was like, oh, the energies were so just bloggerific, you know. It's like, oh my God, the energies of, they were just, I was just feeling this and the flow, and I must say, there have been other times when I've experienced this kind of energy, not a relief energy, but this vibrancy. And I actually did remember experiencing it when Obama was elected. I experienced it when the election of Trump happened, because I knew it was a greater purpose than just having this rich guy come in. But to me, it was like this whole thing. It was just, wow, the vibrations have changed. Everything has changed. And it's very possible. Now, we're coming up on a today is the 10th. So this is a 1-1, and the 2018, 11. So 2018 adds up to 11. So we got a 1-1-11 today, and we have a 1-1-1-11 coming tomorrow. It's possible there will be a ceremony. I have no idea. I'm not sure if I'm going to feel drawn to doing anything or going anywhere. Going to Kilauea or something like that, I have no idea. I never know about these things, and I really don't. A lot of times, I just don't plan them out. I don't plan out any of these things and try and figure out what I'm going to do. So it is possible that there will be something going on. But definitely tomorrow, I mean tomorrow meaning the 11th, you know, that will be, so it's like we have a 1-1-1-1 day today, and then we have a 1-1-1-1-1 day. So 4 ones going to 5 ones in 2 days. It's like, holy crap, that's a big deal. To me, that's a big deal. It's really, to me, a very significant time, and it's kind of a thing where, you know, you tune into what's going to the higher guidance, you know, again, higher guidance, that HG, tune into HG, and, you know, you'll be drawn to places that sort of may inspire you, or you connect with the energy that you're supposed to, or that you be in the place where you need to be. You'll be doing the thing that you are kind of placed here to do, if you want to call it that. At this moment, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff coming out, and I did post something that I saw Louisa and Jim Fetzer talking about this map, and I've seen this map, some Q map, and blah, 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 and it connects all the things that have been going on. It's a big, huge map that this person, they mentioned it in the article, I forget his name, but this, apparently he put this together just to kind of show all the things that were connected as far as the, you know, the corporate world or the dark world or the blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. But to me, that's fine. But to me, really, a lot of this is experiencing the energies, the high energies that are coming in right now. The not just the high energies, but the refined high vibration energies that are entering right now. We are entering a period of refined high vibration energies. There's no doubt about it. So maybe it's just me. If you don't feel that, you know, sometimes we do have to go through things. I have been going through things, you know, physically, sometimes emotionally. I have been a couple of those in the last few weeks. But it's kind of a thing where it's like, well, we go through it, and you can release it. That's one thing the ocean helps me to do. I go to the ocean, and I do my thing in the ocean, and just release. It sort of helps me to release, just release holding on to things. Sports also can have helped me with that. You know, at times I would be involved in sports, and I'd be thinking about something. Oh, I'd be working in the lab or, you know, whatever the deal was, and then when I was in Minnesota, and then I would, like, oh, great, it's Wednesday night or it's Saturday, and, oh, I got the adult hockey or hockey skate. And it's like, oh, I'd play a couple hours of hockey, and it was like, oh, my God, it was just such a great relief. And so, you know, whatever it is you tune into, you know, can be helpful to start to release the old and to experience the new, to experience the new energies. So, yeah. So it's kind of a deal where there's just so much that is happening, and there is so much that is, you know, there are a lot of things going on. I'm not going to talk about those. I'm not going to talk about news. I'm not going to talk about who's going here and what's doing this. And that's why I, you know, will occasionally post, like, the POTUS report by, you know, Louisa and Jim Fetzer. That's, you know, they go through a lot of things. There are other people. You can listen to Jordan Safer. You can listen to lots of things. Right now, I'm not doing so much of that. And I am not following the Mega Anon, all the single posts that they do. I'm kind of following other people that follow those things. And really, I don't know what the heck I'm doing right now. I'm just kind of going through what I feel is mine to do, but I'm also staying away from things that I feel are mine to just stay away from. So to me, that's honoring the higher self, the higher inner guidance. And it's kind of, you know, it is kind of a deal where there's, you know, today was a great example. You know, it's following that guidance and doing what is mine to do. So, you know, experience is this energy. I mean, if you ever learned to body surf or boogie board or surf, and you find a way, you learn how to get into a tube, which is what I almost always do. I like to do that. I don't just like riding a wave, but I like being in the tube. I don't care if it's just 1 second or 2 seconds or half a second tube. That's the deal. That is a deal. And that's what I had, one full tube today and another small tube. So it's just that energy of vibration, of light, of life, and feeling that light. I remember one time someone saying, you know, when you're coming into the light, you know, the energies, you know, light energy feels light, you know, not heavy. So it shouldn't feel heavy. You know, if you say, this spiritual path, I've got to go this and I've got to experience all this. And, you know, the heaviness does not come from, heaviness comes from perhaps from an awareness, an awareness of what you've been carrying around, you know, what we've been carrying around. We've been carrying stuff on our shoulders. And once we become aware of it, we said, oh my God, that's heavy. This is heavy. This family stuff or this other stuff or, you know, like, oh, things have got to work this way. It's all ego stuff. It's really an awareness of things that we have to let go. And that's okay. It's okay to become aware of that. And as you touch the light, touch the higher vibrations, you start to see that anytime something comes, you start to feel it. Something comes in that, oh my God, I don't like doing this. There's something about this. It's so heavy. Like, you know, when I used to work 8 hours a day, oh, I go to work at 9 and I get off at 5 or whatever. And it was no longer a passion to do that kind of work, but rather it became more of a felt like a burden, something I was carrying. I was ready to move up, and at least for my own vibration, I was ready. My spirit was ready to move up, and it became heavy only because it was no longer mine to do. So, in the end, and I was kind of talking to these people I met today, but I kind of talked to them after I was there, and I was just saying, you know, follow your passion. You follow your passion. So, you know, in the end, you know, follow your passion with a capital P. And it's like, you know, follow the passion, whatever that is. And just because you're working, say, an 8 hour a day job or a 10 hour a day, that does not mean it's wrong for you. It's like it's a passion. If it's a passion, I'm even watching shows about these guys who do this trucking stuff, you know, and they do the thing where it's called Highway Through H. You know, I won't say what the H is, but it's this neat kind of show, and it shows them what they do. They help people get unstuck. They clear, you know, they tow things, tow wrecks that go off the road and stuff like that. But the whole thing is, for these guys, some of these guys, it's like this is what they love to do. They love to do it. And to me, it's like as soon as this stuff, like this radio stuff, if it comes to a point where I'm no longer passionate about it, and I'm no longer talking like I am now, then I'm not going to do it just because, oh, it's time to do a radio show, or you better do this. And that's why I don't listen to other people. You know, I don't listen to what they, oh, I love how, I mean, it's great to say, I appreciate people who say they love to hear the shows. But I'll tell you what I really love is just the passion and the energy I feel when I can share my passion and my joy of feeling the energies and what the energies are. So I guess that's about it for today. I don't really have any more. I'm not going to talk about any kind of news. I'm not going to talk about any kind of oh, this stuff is going on, that stuff's going on. You know, no, none of that. In fact, I don't want to end with that energy. All I can say is the energies that are coming in right now to the planet, my experience with them, they are extremely youthanizing. Youthanizing. Remember that word, youthanizing. And you have to euthanize, in a way, the old energies. You have to allow those, you don't have to kill them, but just allow those energies to die. And let the youthanizing energies, the youth, they can come in. So anyway, but it's coming into the entire planet. And that's all I can say. That's all I have to say. And with that, I am going to say aloha. Hui ho, and we'll listen to Brother Iz for the last 55 seconds of this show, and we just say aloha to everyone. Have a wonderful euthanizing energy day today and tomorrow, and we will talk with you. See you all next time. Aloha.
The warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Here I am.